Jeans Foundation, also known as the Negro Rural School Fund or Jeans Fund, helped support educational and vocational programs for blacks in rural communities from 1908 to the 1960s with the assistance of Booker T. Washington and his founder, Quaker Anna T. Jeans, in 1907. Mr. Washington of Tuskegee Institute and Hollis B. Fissel, president of the Hampton Institute, united their efforts with Ms. Anna T. Jeans for funding education for black Americans. Mr. Washington influenced another champion of rural southern black schools. Julius Rosenwald, president of Sears and Roebuck, assisted black communities in opening 5,300 schools in 14 states: Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. February 2022, I interview Mary Jackson, board president of the Julia Rosenwald Schools Foundation, Northumberland County, about the preservation of black schools established in the rural segregated Commonwealth.
Mary Brooks Jackson. I am retired. I retired from the Mayor's Office of Employment Development as a Senior Contract Specialist Supervisor. Upon retiring, I received several awards, one from the Mayor's Office of Employment Development, one from Senator Gladden, the state senator, one from the Mayor's Office, one from the City Council. And what my citation reflected was dedicated service in the community for the years and actually outstanding service to the citizens of Baltimore City. I attended Howard University for 2 years. At that time, I did not return because I was given an opportunity for a great job opportunity with Martin Marietta Corporation in Maryland. I did studies at the University of Baltimore in Hopkins in Business Administration. The job opportunity that I had with Martin Marietta was one that had me cleared for a top secret clearance. And I was the first black female hired with administrative duties with Martin Marietta here in Maryland. What I've been doing since I retired, I started to work with Julius Rosenwald Foundation of Northumberland County, Inc., as well as I do a lot of work with my church. I want to give credit to Reverend T.W. Morris, former pastor of Shiloh Baptist Church. Reverend Morris was very interested in doing something with the Rosenwald School. When the school closed in 1958, the county took possession of the school. They later sold the school at an auction to a white family who was the Slaughter family. And Reverend Morris, because he knew the history of the Rosenwald School, he wanted to obtain ownership of that school to try to renovate it because it was historical. He entered into negotiations with the Slaughter family, and that had been ongoing for some years. And he formed a group that was called the Tribute Fund. In 2003, they had their first reunion at Shiloh. Students who had graduated from Rosenwald and the majority of the people who attended actually had been members of Shiloh. He had this every 2 years, 2003, 2005, and I believe 2007 may have been the last one. He started up this group, and they met on a monthly basis, I believe, and they were meeting at the library in Heathsville. At one of the meetings, I found out about the meetings, and I attended one of the meetings, follow up another time, I attended another meeting, and we were going around of how we could get enough money to purchase the school. It was around $40,000 that we would need to purchase the school. He continued his negotiations with the Slaughter family, and Mr. Slaughter had passed, so the property passed on to his children. He had two daughters. One was married to Tom Kelly and Jude Kelly, and her sister, Betty Nichols. Reverend Morris continued those negotiations, and we then decided, well, maybe we should form a nonprofit organization. So we made application for the nonprofit, was approved, we got that, and continued negotiating with the Slaughters. And at a point in 2014, they decided that they would donate the school to the foundation for the sole purpose of renovating the school and making it a community center for the community. And that did not mean that it was just for blacks. It would be for the community, as well as having a museum in the building to reflect some of the black history. They donated the school to the foundation, and after that, we began to try to get funds. We had, I believe it was three events where we had the dinner and had speakers. They were quite successful. But when you're talking about a project the size of what we are facing, that was just a drop in the bucket. And that has been part of our problem, that we have only relied on donations and events where we could pull in funds. The foundation's sole purpose is to renovate the Rosenwald School, make it into a community center, and designate one particular room of that school to reflect the black history in the community. We have an architect who has designed the renovation of the school. The building is still in fairly good condition compared to other Rosenwald schools that are still standing around the country. And right now, we're trying to get the school registered on the National Register, where we would be able to have access of funds from the National Park Service.
And give me a little background about Rosenwald Schools.
Julius Rosenwald was the CEO of Sears Roebuck. And at a meeting in Chicago, well, he actually, I believe it was 1912, that he and Booker T. Washington met up in Chicago at some meeting. And at that meeting, Booker T. Washington asked Rosenwald if he could get a loan to build some schools in Alabama and schoolhouses for teachers. Rosenwald gave him the loan, and that's how it all started. And Rosenwald then realized plight of black students, so he donated money to 5,300 schools throughout the South. And what he said is that he would match, if the community would come up with funds, then he would do a match to whatever they came up with. And that's how these schools developed throughout the South. There were 5,300 of them. Now, as of today, I believe there's only like 316, I believe, left standing, because when the schools became integrated, then the buildings, they just, no one bothered, and they just deteriorated. Now, the Julius Rosenwald High School is one of seven two-story schools that were built. Most, the majority of the schools were just one story, one to two. 2-room. Some of the states had maybe up to 4 rooms. But in Northumberland County, there were 5 Rosenwald schools, if I remember correct. Avalon, Anity Jean, Julius Rosenwald, Branch Apple, and I think I'm missing one.
Hygina?
Yes, yes. But there were 5 in Northumberland County alone. But out of the 5, Julius Rosenwald is the only 2-story school. The others are only 1. And Avalon is the larger of the 1-story. Branch Chapel was 2 rooms. We are now making application to be put on the National Register of Historic Places. And if that is approved, then we will have access to federal funds. And that hopefully will be our saving grace. We have the support of Congressman Whitman. There were 14, prior to the former president leaving office, he introduced a bill for the Rosenwald schools, which would mean that Park Services would make funds available for the renovation of schools, certain schools. There were 14 that were put on the list. So if this bill is finalized, then I'm sure that it's going to cover all of the Rosenwald schools that's left standing. I sent a letter to Congressman Whitman asking him for his support and if he would be an advocate for the Julius Rosenwald School being put on that list. He, in fact, did write a letter to the Department of Interior asking them to make sure that this school was put on the list of schools that they were going to look at. So we're hopeful that that will take place, but that's a 2 to 3 year process before all of this is finalized. So in the meantime, we are still trying to get funds through grants. That's the biggest chunk of money that we would be able to get is through the grants. We have gotten quite a few donations over the years, and most of those donations have come from former graduates of the school. We haven't really gotten monies from businesses in the area, but we have gotten in-kind contributions from several of the businesses.
If the public wanted to help, how could they go about helping?
Well, the public can help through donations. They can help by becoming volunteers with the foundation. We need volunteers. And one of our biggest challenges right now is finding a grant writer. We have attempted to find a grant writer because there are grants out there that we are eligible for and we could apply for. But we have to have someone who is proficient in writing grants. And I have reached out on Facebook for a grant writer with no response. And to be honest, we seem to have more difficulty pulling in the black community than the white. We have many of from the white community who have reached out to us to help. But for whatever reason, we cannot get the black community involved at the level that we think they should be involved.
Why do you think that is a problem?
That is a $64,000 question twofold. We have been trying to figure that out. We just don't understand it. I mean, even though some of the younger generation, they didn't experience what we experienced when we were attending that school. It was the only black high school in Northumberland County. People from my end of the county, we traveled over 32 miles one way every day to get to the school, 32 miles to get back home every single day. True, some of the younger didn't have that experience. We passed Heathsville High School. There was a school in Calio, which was 4 miles from my house that I could not attend. So we have been tossing this question around and around. Why? Why? Okay, some of the younger people and even the older ones. Why is it that you have no interest in preserving this school? Do you realize what your forefathers had to go through in order to build this? This school was built by the black community. the black men built this school. They sold chicken dinners, fish dinners. I understand that those who were working took some of their pay because they wanted a better education for their children. When this school was built, the black community, the school cost $11,000, almost $12,000 to build. Back in 1917 is when it was built. But the majority of that money, over $8,000, came from the black community, and that money came from money that they scraped, did without, to build that school because they wanted a better education for their children. And why the community, the black community, cannot embrace that, I have no idea. We just don't have an answer. I don't know if it's because they don't realize the importance of these schools. We just don't know. I wish someone could tell us. For the size of the community, and when I say community, I'm talking about Northumberland County. We don't have the support that we need, and I cannot tell you why.
So how can people contact the foundation to assist?
They can contact to our website, jrsfnc.org, and put the information in, and we will respond to them. Or they could call 410-598-5748.
And that is reaching you?
Yes.
I thank you for your passion. I thank you for your response, and I am hopeful this interview will help.
I pray so. The people who are in the foundation at the present time, all of us except for one live out of town. Before the pandemic, we were having meetings once a month, every fourth Saturday of the month. Each of us traveled from wherever we are living to Virginia for that meeting. We have one person who lives in West Virginia, travel every month to that meeting. But yet we cannot get the people in the area to join us for the meeting. Now, some of the whites have. We have white board members, but we can't get the blacks joined. We've been fortunate enough to have the support from the Haney family in helping us when we had to remove the hay from the building, because when the Slaughter family bought the building and it was over 7 acres, they then used it for storing hay. And we think that that had helped to secure the building as far as deteriorating, because if you walk in that building, you would not believe that it's over 100 years old. Well, now it's close to 105 years old. Floors are intact except for one room. There are a couple of boards that's missing. But the auditorium, blackboard, everything. We had visitors from Preservation of Virginia, and they were amazed at how well that building looked compared to other buildings around the country that are still standing. And if there's anyone out there who is a grant writer or knows someone who's a grant writer, I would appreciate if they would contact us and could contact me, because that is something that we definitely need, because this is all contingent upon getting money. And the grants are the biggest lots of money that's out. That's where I just completed a letter of intent to National Trust. There's a $150,000 grant that's going to become available. Prior to that, we had to do a letter of intent. I sent that off. Hopefully, they will accept it, but then we have to make application for the grant, which in April, I think, when the grant has to be submitted. Someone out there is a grant writer, and they think they can help us. I would encourage them and would appreciate if they would please give us a call. They can go to the website, or they can either call the number I gave you. And I hope that it gives some insight on what the foundation is about and what our attempt is reference to this school. It's not for the foundation. It's not for the foundation. It's for the community and what our forefathers had to go through in order to build that school.
Visit the JRSFNC.org website to see how you can support the preservation of Rosenwald Schools. Visit SouthernEducation.org and visit the timeline of Black education across the nation. The music was written by Robert A. Hall. This interview is dedicated to the graduates of A.T. Wright High School and Brookville High School of Lancaster County, and the graduates of Julius Rosenwald High School and Central High School of Northumberland County. Thank you for listening.